Good evening.
Hi,
my
is
name
James.
is Chris. Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Sorry, what is the survey for?
Yes, this is about forest industries and forestry initiatives. We would love to hear your opinion about that.
Forestry?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I suppose I... what are your questions?
Thank you. First, to start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I wish I was 18, but I am more than twice that.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Something that pops into your mind just to start the survey?
Oh, yeah, I would say increasing minimum wage.
Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global importance for me is stopping the Israeli assault on Palestine.
Okay. Well, it is environmental.
Okay, environmental?
Global environmental issue, yes.
Okay, then global environmental, I would say vastly reducing military expenditures because the United States military is the single largest carbon emitter on the planet.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota in specific?
Well, there are various mining interests in Minnesota that want to do mining, but I don't feel they're taking adequate environmental protections to ensure that their mines do not endanger the surrounding water environment and watershed.
Thank you. What a coincidence, because the next question is used in a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor. How would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining?
I would say poor.
Thank you. Refining?
Whatever is the next above poor?
Oh, it is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say just fair.
Thank you. Agriculture and farming?
Just fair.
Electric utilities?
That I would say is excellent because Minnesota has made efforts to invest in wind and solar.
Thank you. And what about medical manufacturing?
I would say just fair.
Forest products?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, forest products?
Okay, what were the grades again? Sorry?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries, we're using the same scale. Once again, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Environmental groups?
For that, I would say good.
Thank you. And U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
County Land Departments?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
somewhat important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I don't know if I'm informed enough on that. I would, if I had to guess, I would say same as harvested.
Thank you very much. It's just your opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I would guess the same.
Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
And that depends on the rate of harvesting and reforestation, but I guess my hopeful answer would be yes.
Thank you. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I would say no.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I would say no.
No, thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Sure.
Is that a sure no or a sure yes?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now for something different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Sorry, what was the second from the last option? A minor component?
Minor component, yes.
Yeah, I would say minor component.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
No, I think as you know, money making interests, they should train their own workers.
So, would you support or oppose that they use the state tax dollar to fund programs?
Oppose. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry's workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Oppose.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Oppose.
Thank you very much. Finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
35 and 49.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, or farm or rural?
I would say suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
I would say $29,000 to, did you say $50,000?
Yes, $25,000 to $50,000, yes.
Okay,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that one.
Now, do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Is communist an option?
It is not.
Okay, then liberal progressive.
Thank you. And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration?
Medical
healthcare. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.